What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome to episode number 260 of the Smark Out Moment Smack Talk podcast. This is the Hot Tags edition for the week, where I'm going to be breaking down some of the current events, rumors, and news going on in the world of pro wrestling from the past few days. I am your host, as always, Tony Mango, and I'm actually going to take care of this a day ahead of time from normal, so SmackDown hasn't happened yet or anything else like that, obviously, judging by when I uploaded this. But that's because I got some other things in the way, and we actually have quite a bit of things that we can talk about, so it's not one of those weeks where there's really nothing and I'm scraping by and just kind of really hoping that something ends up happening on Tuesday night or whatever like that. I wanted to kind of dig into some of these topics, and I figured why not just start ahead, do it, get it out of the way, move on to the other things throughout the week, maybe bump up that Survivor Series prediction a little bit earlier if I can from when I was planning to do it before, whatever the case may be. So I figured I would just sit down and talk to you guys Monday night instead of Tuesday night. So, hello. All right, guys, we are going to start things off with something pretty simple. So I want to kind of ease my way into some of the other topics and then kind of leave you with something sweet at the very end. So if you have checked out the list of topics below, you'll see which different things I'm going to be talking about, and then you can skip to whatever you're going to do. I don't know where I'm going to bounce around, but you listen to the whole thing. The whole thing's great. I haven't done it yet, but I guarantee it's fantastic. So, one thing I want to get out of the way here, and this is something that has been talked about a little bit over the past few days, but it's not like something crazy, although it's going to get some speculation going and everything like that, so why not? WWE is interested in Conor McGregor. Triple H was talking about how he would love to have him. Conor McGregor just had his second title win. He's the only dual champion, I think, in UFC history. I don't follow UFC, so I'm not too sure about that. Ask Guego. He would probably know more. And didn't see the fight. Didn't see anything about that. No idea who he fought. No idea what belt he won. Any of that kind of stuff. But he is a huge, huge name, and they have shown interest in many different UFC people before. I mean, they keep talking about how they want to bring Ronda Rousey into the mix and how that's still sort of in the works. Conor McGregor is a guy that has a lot of personality, and although he has said before that wrestlers are pussies and whatever like that kind of stuff, he's the type of guy that I could see actually going into WWE. Triple H was saying that it didn't matter about his weight and his size because they've got smaller guys now and he could still be a star that way, which makes perfect sense. He's, what, 180, I think, now, he said? So that falls underneath that 205 Live thing. And then I highly doubt that he would end up going straight to the cruiserweight division or whatever, because I actually don't think that he's going to go to WWE at all. But who knows? I mean, we've had stranger things happen, so we could see Conor McGregor, when he stops wanting to do the UFC thing, go into WWE, or at least try it out, or whatever the case may be. So I think that that's something that you can entertain the idea behind, but you can't really get excited about. Don't start thinking that just because Triple H says that he'd like him, that Conor McGregor wants to go over, or that either, even if the both sides wanted to be in some kind of a partnership, that it would work out, because there's a lot of factors that can get in the way. Health is a big thing. Time is a big thing. Money is a big thing. Scheduling is a huge thing, because you got somebody like a Brock Lesnar, he doesn't want to be a part of the main roster. And a Conor McGregor, as big of a name as he is, he's not going to get the Brock Lesnar treatment. Almost nobody is going to get the Brock Lesnar treatment. Ronda Rousey, maybe. I don't know. That's something that's up for debate. She could get some kind of really sweet deal. But then again, her stock's gone down a whole lot since she lost, and she hasn't fought since then. So who knows? I mean, Conor McGregor, maybe if he keeps getting all these wins and stuff, he might end up boosting himself up to that level. I don't see it happening, though. I would say dollars to donuts is like a phrase. I think that is a phrase. I don't know. Kind of want a donut now, though. I think that he is not going to end up being a part of anything WWE related. I don't think he's ever going to make an appearance on a show or anything like that. I especially don't expect to see him training in a performance center or anything like that. Let's move on to another kind of thing that we can just brush aside a little bit. We usually like to talk a little bit about trademarks and try to predict what's going on in the future, what they're going to end up going with. Sometimes we're right, sometimes we're way off base. I have no idea what's going on with this one. It's Earn the Day has been applied for WWE. It's a trademark specifically for clothing products. So Earn the Day, I have nothing in my mind about what that might mean. I don't know if that's supposed to be for a wrestler, because I doubt it. Because if it was a clothing product thing, then it wouldn't be trademarking like a phrase or a slogan, you know, anything like that. I can only think that this is a charity thing, right? Earn the day could be like you spend a certain amount of money for these different t-shirts, and then maybe like that's a one day thing, and then all those proceeds go to something else or whatever like that. I don't know. If you have any suggestions of what you think this might be, any kind of conspiracy theories, leave them in the comments below. And while you're at it, leave your comments for all the other things that we're talking about here, all these different topics that I'm going to be breaking down. I want to hear your opinions about as well. So any of the other ones that I'm going to be mentioning over the next few minutes, then drop your lines. Let's talk Cruiserweight division. Now, Tony Nese and the Bollywood Boys have apparently been offered WWE contracts. Tony Nese, I thought, already had been offered a contract, but apparently he didn't. He got offered the contract from William Regal at Evolve the other day, and that kind of made me a little bit speculative about Drew Gulak, because Gulak was another guy that I thought was actually signed to the company, although he wrestled him at Evolve, and now there's a little bit of things saying that maybe he's not in a full contract, because going back a few weeks, maybe a few months at this point, Drew Gulak was somebody that they were supposedly tapping for the Performance Center, but not the main roster, and they've been using him ever since. I still am not the biggest fan of him. I don't hate him or anything like that. I make fun of his name, and I make fun of the way that he dresses and stuff like that, but he is somebody that could be brought on board in a good fashion, and Tony Nese, I think, is great, so I'm a big fan of that. Bollywood Boys, I didn't expect them to necessarily get signed. I like them, and I like them as a tag team, and I was kind of hoping that they would even go into NXT instead of the Cruiserweight division, because I think that NXT can use them a little bit more. So I'm a big thumbs up on both of these. I hope that Gulak does get a true WWE contract, because the more people you have, the better. And I still think that there's a couple of people that they're missing. Fabian Aichner is the first guy that stands out to me. I don't know why we haven't heard anything about him yet. I know a lot of people are going to go with Zack Sabre Jr., and they're going to go with Kota Ibushi. They're givens. I mean, if they would have signed a contract, they would have been offered it immediately, that kind of a thing. Aichner, though, he hasn't had any talk, and I think that he was great. So there's a couple other people that actually haven't been brought on board still yet from the Cruiserweight Classic. Anthony Bennett was another guy, Raul Mendoza. Sean Maluda is a dude that he's speaking to people that I actually want them to sign. Sean Maluda should be signed. And Mustafa Ali maybe too. I mean, he's been doing some other work with NXT and stuff. So I want to know what you guys think about these new people coming in. Now that we're going to get 205 Live, do you want to see the Bollywood Boys as part of that? Do you want to see them in the NXT division? Is Tony Nese somebody that you're looking forward to? Any of that kind of stuff. And another guy that has been some news a little bit the past few days, Akira Tozawa. He hasn't made his main roster debut yet, but he's great, and he's going to be awesome. They've apparently gone back to doing what they've done before with so many people, and I don't get it. He is going to be dropping the Akira from his name, and he's just going to be going by Tozawa. I don't understand this. I don't know if it's something that is just my personal preference or what, but they take away these names from people, and it doesn't seem to change anything about them. Alexander Rusev is literally the same exact character as Rusev. He just doesn't have Alexander. And you can refer to him as Rusev and still keep him Alexander Rusev. Why not? Antonio Cesaro has not changed much since he came into WWE. He's gone from heel to face and that kind of a thing. But he's really just, like, he has the same basic look to him, the same basic style and all that other kind of stuff. He's just now a babyface. And it's not like you need to boo a guy named Antonio and you need to cheer a guy that isn't named Antonio. Because if that's the case, then why aren't you booing me and cheering me and all that other kind of stuff? Because I'm close to that. But this stuff just bugs me. Big E Langston, he couldn't have been Big E Langston for all this time. He's just Big E. It's different if you change a character completely, or if you prefer to use a different nickname. Like, we had Colin Cassidy, and then he started going by Big Cass. Big Cass is a little bit easier, so I'm okay with them going, let's just call him Big Cass. They've called him Colin Cassidy since then, so it's not an issue with that. But Akira Tozawa, why can't he be Akira Tozawa? You're still going to refer to him as Tozawa. So I don't understand that. Maybe it's a trademarking issue rights thing with Akira, and they came in with some kind of problems with that, but I highly doubt it, because they're not actually going to be trademarking or copywriting or registering or whatever the hell else you want to refer to all that legal jargon. They can't do Akira. It would have to be Akira Tozawa. So Tozawa, I mean, I don't know. This is just one of those things that bugs the hell out of me. it annoys me to no end. So do you guys like the fact that he's Akira Tozawa or just Tozawa, or do you not give a shit? I mean, you might be a part of that thing, so you're like, who, you know, gives a damn about this? Why are you yakking on about it, Tony? I don't know. Let's talk Vader. This is depressing. Vader put out a tweet saying, told by two heart doctors at this time that my heart is worn out from football and wrestling. I have 2 years to live, congestive heart failure. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little bit worried about Vader. And not just from this whole heart attack thing that came up out of nowhere, but earlier this week, he went off on Ric Flair calling him a big fat asshole. And he had that terrible accident where he was completely wrecking his car and unconscious for a little bit and black eye and everything like that. A few months back, he had that whole confrontation with Will Ospreay. Either he's got the worst luck in the world going on right now, or something else is behind all this. And judging by how many cases like this end up going down the bad road in pro wrestling, that's something to be concerned about. So hopefully things turn around, but keep your eyes open is all I'm saying. This usually does not turn out well, and he's got a lot of things going on right now. I don't know if it's like a depression thing. Of course, I do not know him personally, so I'm just making all speculation here. But when you start seeing a lot of activity like this, it's never a good sign. And hopefully whatever is happening, his family can reach out, his friends can help out, and they can do whatever they can do. Because, you know, this is not the best life to be living at the moment. And if he says he has 2 years left to live, maybe it's something where he's dealing with that. I don't know. Hopefully he's around for a long enough time, because Vader is awesome. And, you know, I still think that he should be put into the WWE Hall of Fame. And I want to see him be able to actually do that Hall of Fame speech. He just did the Stan Hansen one, I think, if I remember correctly, from this year or last year or whatever. Pretty sure it was this year. And he, you know, he should be in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the best big men ever. So I don't want to see this be another posthumous induction. You need to get on that. And he needs to turn this around and, you know, whatever. I don't know the situation, so I'm just putting it out there. It's a news topic from pro wrestling for this week, so we should talk about it. But let's go to WWE pay-per-view news. This has no real firm backing behind it. It's speculation on websites and stuff, so typical dirt sheet stuff, take it with a grain of salt. Apparently the rumor going around right now is that WWE may be cutting back on pay-per-view events in 2017, and this is what I don't understand about it. It says that the reason why is because of a decline in WWE Network subscriptions. So doesn't that defeat the purpose? If the main reason people are subscribing to the network, which I would assume this is the main reason, is to watch the special events, having less of them will make more people unsubscribe. You don't have something that you offer to somebody, and then not enough people are buying it, so you take it away. That's just, I mean, it's the opposite of what makes sense, right? Like, if people come to your business for a sale, and you realize that the reason why you're not selling when it's not on sale is because the prices are too high from what they're willing to buy, then you lower your prices. If people are going to your pizza place and they're constantly ordering pepperoni, but nobody wants the sausage, then maybe your sausage sucks and people really like your pepperoni. That sounds horrible innuendo. I don't know why I went with that. I just really want a pizza. Damn it, I'm hungry. But, you know, when that's the main selling point of the network, it sure as hell is not going to be reruns of WWE collections of things, and people aren't going to go, well, I'm going to spend $9.99 a month and watch every old episode of WWE Sunday Night Heat and shit like that. They want to watch the network specials, and the network specials are the things that are going to make them pay $10 a month, because they're looking at this in the way of, well, if it's a pay-per-view a month, that's $10, and I get all the other stuff. And if I were to just buy the pay-per-view, I'd spend $50 and get none of the other stuff. You don't take things away. Now, if this isn't a byproduct of them not being able to compensate for the brand split, then ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, I fucking told you. Said this a million times when we were talking about this, that the brand split is not a good idea. And we have had injuries, we've had people leaving the company, we've had ratings not really going anywhere other than, you know, a little bit up, 0.1 up or whatever like that, and then 0.3 down and whatever. So it's really kind of this steady hovering around the same area kind of a thing. If you can't do two pay-per-views a month, then you know what? Cancel the brand split. Just have something at WrestleMania where the two brands form some kind of a unification, and then fuck it. You get rid of the Universal title, you merge that with the World title, and you do whatever you need to do, and it's just a little bit of an experiment that went wrong. Because the worst thing for them to do at this point is for them to do one pay-per-view from Raw, and then the next month do a pay-per-view of SmackDown, because then we're going to get to those big four pay-per-views, or maybe big five, because they still haven't clarified what's happening for a couple of these other pay-per-views, like Money in the Bank, which Money in the Bank cannot be a Monday Night Raw pay-per-view, or a Tuesday Night SmackDown pay-per-view. It has to be both of them. Literally has to be both of them. That's what Money in the Bank is about. You have these people that could challenge for any championship. I'm going down a rabbit hole with this one, but they can't have, say, Royal Rumble is co-branded, and then you have the Elimination Chamber and Fastlane in February and March kind of a thing, and then March or April, depending on what you do with WrestleMania and whatever like that, you sort of can't do one pay-per-view a month and skip extra months, because when you do that one month where you have an extra co-branded thing, you're going to skip somebody out. You're not going to have the same amount of SmackDown pay-per-views a month, or you're going to be really dragging your storylines out. Like, we're going to take, say, let's go with Survivor Series, because this is, like, fresh in the scenario. We just had the No Mercy and Clash of Champions and Backlash and Hell in a Cell. That's not the right order, but you know what I'm talking about. We had these four pay-per-views after SummerSlam that led into the Survivor Series. Those four pay-per-views were over the span of 2 months. If we would have had SummerSlam and then we would have had, say, a Raw pay-per-view and then a SmackDown one, yeah, we are only getting one pay-per-view a month, and it's still balancing out from two a month to one a month, like, you know, an equal kind of a thing like that. But then what do you do with December? Because December is now TLC and Roadblock, which is the second Roadblock pay-per-view of the year, by the way, and that's just odd. You know, it's odd to have two of the same pay-per-view every year, no matter what the case. But let's say we have SmackDown gets TLC. Raw just waits from October, I guess, if they were even lucky enough to have the October one, then they don't get another one until February. You can't not have a pay-per-view like that for those feuds. So this doesn't work out, and I think that it's a mistake if they do that. I don't know how they can really set it up to where it would make sense. And if they change things around a little bit and they figure out a way for it to work, then who knows? I mean, you know, maybe there's a way. I can't imagine it. But I think that this whole thing just points to them being in way over their head for this whole brand split. So I'm not looking forward to that if that's the case for 2017. And I don't think that that's going to help out with the network subscriptions either, because when we have less pay-per-views a month, people aren't going to be paying attention anymore. And it's kind of a lose-lose kind of a thing. So this just seems like a horrible idea on every end, and if they can't make enough money to do that, then they need to figure out some other kind of way to make money. So have you had enough about me ranting this episode? Well, get yourself strapped in for this one, because this is the main topic that I figured I would end up going off on. Joey Styles was fired from Evolve and Beyond Wrestling and Chikara after a Donald Trump joke that he made. If you haven't been aware of what he said, fellow announcer Joanna Rose, you look great tonight, and if our next president were here tonight, he'd want to grab you by the... And then he, you know, kind of left that lingering, and then sort of called, I think, the owner of the company or whatever, said like, oh, I was going to use that word in reference to him, kind of like, oh, that guy's a pussy kind of a thing. Well, shit, dude, you don't make a fucking rape joke on commentary like that. No wonder you got fired. Rape jokes in general are one of the hardest types of humor to ever justify, because it not only has to be funny enough to justify making an allusion to something so awful, but it also has to be the right crowd and the right situation to tell the joke in the first place. This fails on all accounts. It's not funny. It makes no sense to bring up on a wrestling show. And, I mean, this Joanna Rose woman is definitely attractive, but I'm sure she doesn't want to hear that shit. However, Does everybody need to treat him like he's the fucking plague now? He made an off-color joke that shouldn't have been made. He's been disciplined by losing not one, but multiple jobs. He's apologized, apparently profusely, according to him, where he, you know, like, was tracking everybody down that was there that night and all that kind of stuff. I don't know the validity of that, but I'll take it at face value. How much more do you want this guy to do? This country and the world in general is far from being as well off as we should be by now, because just over the past week, we've seen how racist and discriminatory and sexist a bunch of people can be, even in 2016, but holy shit. At the same time, we've just seen how intolerant people on the opposite end of the spectrum have been. You can't preach rehabilitation and forgiveness and love and kindness and respect and all that kind of great stuff if every time somebody makes a little mistake, you want them to be hanged and vilified like they're the next Adolf Hitler or something. Priorities, people. Joey Styles made a dumb, bad, insensitive joke. He didn't actually commit a crime. How about instead of focusing our energy on verbal thrashings and beating down everyone who makes a minor offense, we put more of a concerted effort in trying to actually get rid of the things that are actually causing the problems? Because if you boil this down and you take away all the inconsequential details and everything else like that, then you look at the situation. It essentially comes down to an argument where a person made an insensitive joke, and that's it. Have you ever in your entire life made any kind of a joke that hurt anybody's feelings in any way? If so, you have no right to go crazy in judging Joey Styles for this particular incident. If he does anything else, then you can adjust things accordingly and judge based off of a history of repetition or whatever acts he attributed to his name, whatever those may be. But for this specific situation, he said a bad joke, he apologized, and that should be it. Punching someone in the face one time is bad, but it's not worthy of an equal punishment as beating somebody to death with a fucking crowbar. So let's stop trying to make every vilification some unilateral judgment where we're weighing it not against the crime that it's committed. Joey Styles said something wrong, he lost several jobs about it, and I'm sure he feels like shit and regrets it, and he should, and he's probably paying so much more for this mistake than he probably should. If he sees nothing wrong with the joke, then that's a different issue that needs to be resolved, but let's be honest, the only reason he was fired from these three companies is because those companies are afraid that it's going to hurt their image. And I don't blame them for that either, by the way, but this isn't a social revolution happening, this is people protecting their own asses. It bugs the hell out of me that somebody would say a comment like that thinking that it's funny, and it bugs the hell out of me that everybody then acts like he did the worst thing in the world, because he did something dumb, and he shouldn't have done it, but it isn't the worst thing in the world. You know, I don't like it if somebody flicks my ear, but I'm not going to overreact and say that it's the worst thing that happened to me today when somebody else stabbed me. That's the kind of thing you need to look at this with. Pick your battles. The guy got fired from three different jobs, and I think that that's a little bit overkill. I can justify getting fired from the one. The other ones, I think that they should have stood out of the argument a little bit, and if he would have done something backstage to piss them off, then they could fire him after that. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not a part of this culture that thinks that if somebody says something wrong that they should apologize and lose their job unless it's something that is involved with their job. So that's why I understand why he can get fired from this one, because it puts a bad image on that company that it's doing the actual commentary for. The other companies, he wasn't doing commentary for them at the time, so he didn't do anything wrong for them. It's just a matter of them not being wanting to be associated with somebody who has a bad image, which again, I understand to an extent, but this is just one of those stupid things that gets under my skin. So Joey Styles is wrong for saying that, and the companies aren't wrong for firing him, but I think it's also just a little bit of an overreaction because it's a fucking joke, and there have been far worse jokes made, and there have been far worse things done in the world than jokes. Phew, now that rant is over with, let's talk about chocolate bars and end this episode off with chocolate. Isn't chocolate amazing? I think it is. FYE is going to be starting to sell WWE chocolate bars, and they've sent out a couple little graphics of what the different varieties are. We've got John Cena You Can't See Me Salted Caramel, or Caramel, if you pronounce it that way. I actually go back and forth between that. I don't know why I said caramel that time. Bray Wyatt, Fearfully Dark Chocolate. Makes sense. Finn Balor, Chipotle Dark Chocolate, which I don't know about that one. New Day, Hand Clapping Pop Rock Chocolate, which I hope that that's like Crackle or Nestle Crunch, not actual Pop Rocks inside of chocolate, because that's kind of gross. And Nestle Crunch and Crackle are great. But then there's this thing that's really confusing to me. Randy Orton, Apex Predator Milk Chocolate. I don't see the connection, but okay. Seth Rollins, The Architect's Milk Chocolate. Roman Reigns' The Big Dog's Milk Chocolate. And AJ Styles' Phenomenal Milk Chocolate. Why do we have four milk chocolate ones? Milk chocolate's my favorite out of this bunch. But do you need four varieties of milk chocolate? Especially when there's other things you could have done, too. Like, why is there no sexual chocolate Mark Henry bar? Oh my god, that's the simplest thing you could have done. It's old, I get it. It's not a thing that he's doing right now, but that's his one of his major points of his career was sexual chocolate Mark Henry, where you had a goddamn Hershey bar on his Titantron. At least put him on the back of it and have him be like, you know, the little section where it says like the nutrition information and everything like that. And it says like, you know, one of the best candy bars in the world or whatever kind of promotional marketing that you can do. Have him be like, oh yeah, this is like sexual chocolate, whatever like that. That'd be great. But why is there no Big Show king size? Why is there no Sheamus one with marshmallows? Because if you can put Chipotle in the damn thing, you can definitely do a s'mores version. No Dean Ambrose lunatic fringe where it has peanuts in it because he's nuts like Mr. Goodbar. No Cesaro Swiss chocolate. And of course, no Nia Jax Snickers variant. That one has to happen, right? So more than anything else, I want to get your opinions about this chocolate stuff. I want to see what ideas you've got going on in your brains, everybody, about some different kind of variations of chocolate that we can get out there, whether it's something to do with maraschino cherry-covered chocolate things. Who could be a good gimmick to go with that? What possible chocolate bar would you give to James Ellsworth if he ended up doing that or whatever? I know we got some other topics that we can talk about quite a bit. The Joey Styles thing is very controversial, and I'm sure that there's going to be people on both sides of the argument that can talk about a lot of different things, which, by the way, don't start turning into too much of a political thing, because they're all crooks. So, you know, if you support Trump, you support Hillary, you support whatever, I don't know, other people that there were out there. Johnson, I think, was one of the other guys' names. Try to keep that civil at the very least. The pay-per-view thing, I'm really interested in what you guys have to say about that. But the chocolate bars thing, that's fun. And I want to have more fun. So I want to hear your opinions about anything that deals with that. What ideas do you have going forward? But then to backtrack a little bit, we have all those other things that we can talk about as well, because those things are a little bit more fun too. So I want to know what you guys have to say for these hot tags of the week. And I want to thank you all for listening to this episode. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Give us that thumbs up as well. That's going to help us in the YouTube searches by liking the video. Stay tuned for everything else that's coming your way too. I just recorded the Ask Him and all the other kind of content like that. So that's going to be coming up right after this. Actually, I'm probably going to be scheduling it for tomorrow afternoon, so you're not going to hear it for a while. So if you left a comment, then sorry, I didn't talk about it. And then we've got these Survivor Series predictions, which will take us eventually into the weekend for Saturday's NXT TakeOver Toronto event. Afterward, I will be doing a post-show review of that. And then Sunday is going to be Survivor Series itself, so of course a pay-per-view post-show is going to be happening for that too. Week after that is going to be the mailbag, next week's main event. So if you have any mailbag questions you want to send in, send them in now or over the next few days, because the earlier you send them in, the better. And you might forget, and then we won't answer it if you don't send them in. So that's how that works. So that's what you got to look forward to over the next few days, everybody. Thank you all once more for checking this out and for showing your support for everything that we do here at Smarkout Moment and all the other things under a mango tree. This has been another Smarkout Moment, and I'm being counted out.